Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's Big Read 2010. The following is an interview with Vance West, recorded on March 2nd, 2010.
Vance, tell me what your age is again.
Going on 91
years old. Lifelong resident of the Ash Grove area?
Yes, only part time as in the Army.
In the Army. When were you?
I was away 2 years, worked at Beach Aircraft a couple of years.
And where was Beach at the time?
Wichita.
Yeah,
before I went to the service.
And what age did you go into the service?
I think I was 21, 22.
Okay. So at your age, you were drafted into World War II,
yes.
Correct? Yeah, okay.
I could have got a deferment, but I didn't want one.
Good for you.
Going around and they've been added, you wanted to get one the first time around. It wouldn't be there the second time.
Vance, I'm sorry. This thing went off. I'm not sure what all we got here, but I'll repeat myself some of this time. But where we are right now, tell me about life in Ash Grove around Main Street when you were a young boy. What are some of the stores?
They roped it off here. They roped it off here. They roped it off back here. You went up and down the alleys because the street was full of people on Saturday night. The band was right in the middle of the street out here.
So every Saturday night, everybody had come to town.
Everybody came to town.
Your wife Gladys, would you bring her over here?
Yes, I brought her here.
Okay.
A few times.
So what would you do? What would you do specifically when you come over here?
Sometimes we went to show if I had the money. A lot of times we didn't. So you walked up and down the street just like they do in town.
Okay, were there more than one theater here in Ash Grove?
Yes, there was two at one time, but there's only one most of the time.
Okay, one most of the time. And what were some of the stores you would go to?
Oh, we went to Pearson's Hardware, a drugstore. You could get a Mountain Coke or whatever,
okay.
Ice cream cones or anything.
This is in late 30s, early 40s that we're talking about now. What did people do other than farming? What did other people do in the Ash Grove, Bodar, Greenfield area as far as like manufacturing jobs, or what would they do?
There was no manufacturing, hardly, I don't think. They had an undertaker down here. They had two feed mills. They had three, four grocery stores, had two hardware stores, and they had a harness shop. And they had a garage on the east side, Mr. Leaper. And just
did they have any farm machinery dealerships here?
Roselle Implement Company.
And what?
International dealer.
International, okay.
Our first TV came from there.
Oh, really?
Okay.
52. Was there a John Deere dealer, Massey Ferguson, anything like that? Just the international. I'm fascinated about how electricity changed the rural Ozarks. And go back and tell me some stories about electrification in your life.
Well, I remember going to Bodark in the horse and buggy one day or one night, and there was a yard that had a light in it outside. And that was, I'd never seen that before.
Never seen that. And when you got a radio in your home, what kind of entertainment did that provide you?
On the old Oates box radio with the earphones, we listened to Nashville, Tennessee, Grand Ole Opry.
I want you to tell us again about your story of buying and selling horses on your way to Clinton. And
well, Dad would you could buy a horse. You could buy a colt for $10. You could buy a mule, a young mule, or a young colt, a year old, for $15. You could buy a mare or a mule for $20, $25. He would buy anything because he traded anything. I remember riding, he had a stick about this long on the back that laid across the horse's hump. It fastened to the saddle up behind the or your lean back, mm-hmm. and then it fastens to the bottom, a strap around the horse's belly, and it fastened there to keep it level. And it had 10 hooks on it. You tied a hook to each one. If you bought a colt or something that wasn't broke or led, you would put him between a couple of old horses. Mm-hmm. He had to go.
Right.
So they kept him in line. And the time we got home, they all led good.
So would you bring them home and would you break them for riding or would you break them for carriage?
He sold them anyway. He'd trade horses anyway. He'd go as long as he could make 50 cents, he'd trade a horse. He'd trade horses with the gypsies. When the gypsies came in, he'd trade horses with them. Team run away once. I was in a wagon behind a house and Dad drove up. They'd worked them 4 or 5 days and he just tied them light to the post there. He went in the house and they got scared and they jumped and they went off, run off down through the timber. They went down around the road across the creek. And he come and got them, took them back and they didn't hurt nothing. But he would start a team, a green broke team is 30 days. Finished broke is 60 days. You could get $200 for a green broke team. If you worked them 30 days, you could get $300. And if he had a team, anywhere he had them broke at, if Granddad could trade them off, he'd trade them. He'd just go get some more horses or mules and start again.
Okay.
That's the way they made their money. They paid for his place in 3 years, and he borrowed money at 1.5%.
I'm fascinated about the stories of you meeting your wife, and I'd like to go back to that story a minute and go back to the pie supper and repeat yourself on that.
Well, I went with her for near 3 years before we was married, but I worked for Dad about a year before we was married. He did building silos, barns, houses, filling stations, anything that he could get to do. And I started working for him when I got out of high school the year before we were married at $1 a day. And he paid the other carpenters $1.25 a day.
You got married in what, about 1940?
1940.
Okay. Tell me about buying the box supper. And
well,
do you remember what was in it?
Yeah. No, didn't know what was in it. Didn't know her, really. But they said it was a box. And it was one of the cheaper ones. It sold for 50 cents. Now, a box would sell, a pie would sell 25, 35, 40, 50 cents, maybe a dollar. A box would sell for about 15 cents more. And you got a piece of pie and a piece of cake or a sandwich.
Was this a typical way a young man would meet a young woman in the late 30s and 40s?
Yes, a lot of people met their wives at pie suppers.
Okay.
Pie supper was a big thing. That's the only way that the schools had of making any money.
Well, let me ask you again to go back to some of our discussions on the Depression. Based on what you said earlier, you were about 10 years old when you realized that. So did you consider yourself poor or just did you?
We were just like everybody else. Everybody was poor.
Right.
There just wasn't nobody hardly had any money. I never went hungry. I never went without clothes. Dad was a good provider. He worked. And we would eat groundhog, we'd eat crow, we'd anything that come along. He butchered sheep, he butchered goat, he butchered pork, he butchered. But we eat good. We had a small orchard. They raised a big garden. Mom had canned stuff. We picked gooseberries, blackberries, dewberries, anything to eat.
I've heard a lot of stories about young men in the 30s and 40s in the Ash Grove area that trapped a lot of stuff. Did you trap?
Rabbits, yes, with box traps and steel traps. I trapped a little with steel traps. Them, most of them were for possums or skunks, but rabbits would sell for nickel or dime, and possum sell for 40, 50 cents. Skunk might bring 75 cents.
Would you eat the rabbit for meat, or would you sell that?
No, we didn't. You know, we never sold anything. About the only thing, we had a small orchard. When the apples started dropping early in the summer, we picked up apples. Most people won't believe it, but good cider has to have some rotten apple in it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make good cider. It has a different taste. So we made cider. We had a spring. He put it in a glass jug. We drunk out it. It began to get hard. While he poured it in a vinegar barrel, and we made cider about once a week. And he poured it together in an old barrel in a basement out at the chicken house. It was a cellar. And he sold vinegar the next year for 10 cents a gallon and thought he was making money.
Were there any traditions that you had in your family that revolved around holidays? My grandmother used to teach me about, she did certain things at all the holidays. And do you have any memories of those?
No, not much. I don't remember Dad and Mom ever talking about religion, Baptist, Methodist. They never talked about a Democrat or Republican. They went to church, and they always voted. But how they voted, I have no idea.
No idea. Okay. Well, I think we've probably talked here long enough, Vance. I appreciate what you've had to say today. I know Beth and I are tickled to death to hear these stories.
I was raised up normal. I'd say that was normal back in them times.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. My first job was 10 cents a day stacking straw under the blower when I was 10 years old.
And what would you do with that money? Would you?
Boy, I saved it.
Saved it. I bet you did.
Go for candy.
Yeah.
You can buy a big bag of candy for a dime.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.